Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, guten Morgen, as they say.
Yeah.
We have two German wines. I'm very excited about both of them. Let's start with the Wittmann Pinot Blanc Dry 2018. It's entitled 100 Hills. What do you think?
I really, really like this. And I recall when we poured it, we both sort of sniffed and said, oh, wait a minute, was that the Riesling? Because guess what? We're going to drink a Riesling too this morning. Because it just has a little bit of that petrol scent to it. But it really has that lovely stoniness, the honey, the flowers. I find it interesting that they put dry on the label. But I think this has been building for a few years. But I think there really is a movement among winemakers, wine shop owners, the media, to really get people on the Riesling bandwagon. And who knows, maybe by giving more information and making available a bigger variety at an affordable price point, we can make Riesling as popular as rosé. I love it.
I love it too. And Thanksgiving is the perfect time to drink it. I would be happy to buy a case of this for my guests. This is a perfect aperitif and a perfect wine with dinner. How much?
$15.99.
More than fair. I'm very happy. Wittmann Pinot Blanc Dry 2018, 100 Hills, all 100 of them. Our second wine is entitled Elektrisch, and it is a Cabernet Riesling from 2018.
Also from the Rheinhessen.
Also from the Rheinhessen. So this is sort of an entry-level Riesling, not too much aging. It doesn't have any of the sweetness to it. This is bone dry, very easy drinking.
At the first sip, I thought, maybe I'm a little underwhelmed. It doesn't have a lot going for it. By the second sip, I feel like the flavors have become more apparent to me. It definitely has a little more minerality and not heavy fruit, but a bit of the dried apricot, some of the rose petal. Very easy drinking.
Yeah, I think so too. And the only bad bottle is the first bottle, as they say. I enjoyed this as well. And this was also probably about 15, I'm assuming.
It was.
Yeah.
I would really love this with flounder or any of the white fish from this area, but especially flounder, just like a little pan fried and
nice.
Just something very simple.
Or nothing and some good Manchego cheese. Very good as well. A nice aperitif once again, and also nice with a meal. Elektrisch Riesling Cabernet 2018. And both of these, I think, are nice wines, especially for fall and especially once again for Thanksgiving. It's not too early to start thinking about Thanksgiving, which is late this year, as they say.
Indeed.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.
Cheers.